Howdy, folks. Welcome to The Ronin Rabbit, a Usagi Yojimbo fan podcast. I'm your host, Ed Moore, and I will be spoiling the book that I am talking about, which is Usagi Yojimbo, Volume 4, Issue Number 19. I have here in front of me that very issue with the retailer incentive cover by one Freddie Williams II and Andrew Dollhouse. And it is absolutely spectacular. Image of Usagi, both swords drawn from the vantage point of the foe that he is charging, which happens to be a huge snake with a nasty, gnarly, big open mouth, fangs glowing, spitting poison. Awesome cover. They appear also to be on maybe a tropical island, perhaps. But yeah, awesome, awesome cover. I have the standard cover, too. It's over here. I grab it. It's by Stan Sakai. And it's another image of Usagi fighting a much more, say, mythologically interpreted serpent of some nature. Again, with water all around. But just, it's the standard Stan Sakai mean, vicious-looking Usagi, which I say kind of with, you know, a grain of salt. But this mean Usagi that Freddie Williams drew is just, Usagi is looking, if I can say it, badass. Okay, this is Master of Hebishima is the name of the story. If you guys want to get in touch, you can email me at usagipodcast@gmail.com. You can leave comments on the website, bigtimenoise.com/ronin-rabbit. Go to the Facebook page where I post, which is the Usagi Yojimbo fan page. And Teal Productions, spelled like the color, T-E-A-L, has spots reserved for it on the Twitters or the X's or the whatever the heck dude is going to call it next week. And Blue Sky. So you can find me in those places as well. This is from IDW. Supposed to have been on sale around April the 21st, 2021, which I bought it as soon as it came out, but I don't remember if that's the exact date. That's according to Comic Geeks. On the internet, so we'll go with that. We open now again, as opposed to the volume 3, which I went back to the normal volume 3. There was a different story for the episode before that was in color. Volume 3 is in black and white, and then this volume 4 from IDW has all been in color, so this is full color, and it is written, drawn and lettered by Stan Sakai. Art assist by Randy Clute. I'm not sure what Randy Clute did. The colorist is Hi-Fi Design. So Usagi is in a driving rainstorm. He is wearing the kasa and I believe it's pronounced Mino or Mino. That's the long straw wraparound cape that kind of seals up like a cylinder around the body. And the kasa is the typical peasanty kind of hat that you see older Japanese media use. It's the big round thing. It's the same hat that the character Raiden wore in both the fighting game, what was that called, Mortal Kombat, and also his appearance in Big Trouble in Little China. That was the kind of hat that he wore. That's always what I think of when I see that hat, is that character there. But Usagi is somewhere. And it is just covered with Tokage everywhere, trying to get out of the rain, playing in the rain, just running around. So this place, wherever he is overrun with Tokage. Then he just tops a crest, and immediately the rain has stopped for some reason. I'm not really sure why. But he encounters a father and son who are catching Tokage. The father and son are, I don't know, maybe some kind of cats or maybe some kind of fuzzy bear characters, something like that. Pardon me if I trail off or get distracted. My cat is here doing some really weird stuff, getting my attention. So they're catching the Tokage and dropping them in a basket, this father and son, because Usagi asks. He finds out that they are catching them to take to a hermit that lives on Hebishima Island, and he buys them. From them. Usagi, having kind of a soft spot for the Tokage, of course we know that because of Spot, I missed Spot. And the two dudes don't know. They're like, we don't know. We don't care. We just round them up and we take them to him and drop them off at his house on Hebashima Island. He pays us and we go and we catch more. And, you know, that's just the relationship. They don't know what happens after that. So as they're talking, one of the Tokage jump out that they have already caught, and the son runs after it and unfortunately sprains his ankle. Looks like a high ankle sprain, going to be probably a 2 to 4 week out there. Usagi tells him, yeah, that's pretty bad. What I can do is I'll help you guys out. I'll go with Dad to deliver the Tokage, and then I'll stay there. And Dad, you can come and get me in the morning and bring me back over here to the mainland. So they're somewhere on the coast, which is where all these Tokage are just living by the gadzillions. They're all over the place. So that is indeed what happens. Dad takes Usagi with a basket full of captured Tokage to the island. Usagi starts walking around, walking up the path from the shoreline to where the house is, which you can figure on an island like this, the house is probably going to be on high ground, the highest ground maybe of the little island. So it's an uphill climb with this big heavy basket of Tokage. Got a bunch. We saw them put in like two or three, and there were like three or four other heads popping out when they were trying to put those in there. So it's 6 to 8 Tokage in this basket. Hebashima is a good name for this island, Usagi says. As he's walking around, he's seeing snakes everywhere. Hebi is a Japanese word or the Japanese word for snake. So he goes on up to the cabin here and gets up here to the hermit, knocks on the door, and the hermit looks out. Says, I don't get many visitors. Who are you? And Usagi says, I've brought your Tokage, as he takes off his hat. My name is Miyamoto Usagi. And in taking off his hat and revealing his full face, this person recognizes him because there's an exclamation point. Now, this individual is wrapped head to toe in robes, right? Does look like, though, he's wearing on his arms this wrapping that terminates in like a pad on the back of the hand that takes up the back of the hand to protect it maybe from a sword strike or something like that. I know you guys have seen them. I'm caught talking about something that I didn't research, so I don't know what it's officially called. But hey, I looked up Casa and Mino, you know, to start the story. So I was good there. And yeah, I didn't know I was going to mention this. But he's wrapped up and he's got a complete head face wrapping to where only his eyes are visible. And his eyes are visible in the darkness of the wrapping, yellow eyes. So, I mean, you can't see the face, just the quote unquote glowy eyes is what you can see. So automatically, you know, that tells us, the reader, that something is kind of off with the hermit. He or she does more than just live the hermit's life. They're trying to hide something from whomever may wander onto the island. So Usagi comes in, takes the big basket of Tokage in, and the hermit invites him to stay for dinner. And he says that would be cool. You know, I haven't had a meal in a while. Let me put these Tokage. Where do you want me to put them? And he says, over there in the corner, just put the basket over there. So he does that. He's dishing out the meal here, which I knew what it was going to be, and gives it to Usagi, and Usagi checks it out, and there's a dead snake in the bowl. So he's like, I'm not hungry right now, and, you know, kind of puts the bowl over to the side. All the while, the hermit is talking to him. Do you know the saying, sit on the riverbank and eventually the corpse of your enemy will float by? And Usagi says, well, it's a lesson in patience. I never believed in that proverb, the hermit continues, until tonight, when my enemy came knocking at my door. And Usagi says, me? But we've never met before. And the hermit continues, not in my current life, Miyamoto Usagi. In my past, I was a vassal to Lord Hikiji. I served him faithfully and well until the aftermath of the Battle of Adachi Plain. It's like, whoa, that goes way back to like the origin of Usagi's Ronin lifestyle. We had been victorious. Lord Mifune was dead and his forces routed, continues the hermit. I was hunting the woods for stragglers when I saw a Mifune vassal of high rank. I could see that he carried something. The head of his lord, I stepped out. We have the scene here between this dude, who we still can't see his face. He's wearing body armor and everything. Although Usagi is wearing the same style body armor, and we can plainly see his face. So even at this point, where Mr. Sakai doesn't want us to see for some reason, or he just didn't mess with it, showing us what kind of person or whatever this hermit creature was. So they fight with the tang, tang, tang of swords clacking together. You're already exhausted, so no match for me, or so I thought. And Usagi finally gets the benefit, gets the advantage on the hermit dude, or the soldier here, actually. He's not a hermit yet. And he falls, and a snake or a lizard attracts his attention because he fell right close to it. And he must be a snake. He's always been afraid of snakes. And it got his attention enough to distract him for Usagi to deliver the telling blow, but it wasn't the telling blow because it didn't kill him. It just incapacitated him enough for Usagi to get away. We have the story as after that encounter by way of the reckoning of the hermit. My body eventually healed. As penance, I resigned from Lord Hikiji's service. I had learned that a Mifune vassal named Miyamoto Usagi had hidden his lord's head, depriving Lord Hikiji his full victory. So he encountered this person who was carrying Lord Mifune's head, didn't know it at that point, but later on learned that this individual's name was Miyamoto Usagi. So I was led to live here on this island of snakes, he continues. That was a lifetime ago. Usagi kind of waves it off and says, the age of wars has ended. Things are different now that the shogun's peace is upon the land. And he says, no, my failure and my shame lives with me still. And they will until the cause of my dishonor is dead. Usagi gets this look on his face while he's talking here. For years, I meditated and employed the kami of snakes to ease my fears, the deity, the god of snakes. She did that and more, much more. And he takes the wrapping off and he's got this really almost mummified kind of looking head. Looks like the image, in a way, of a skull that is old and rotted, and the nose has rotted away, and you just have the opening in the skull. That's what he looks like. He's got this bluish fur. He's got short ears, like maybe he's a cat of some sort, or maybe like the two dudes that were catching Tokagi, some kind of fuzzy bear, maybe something like that. But the thing was, is that this wrapping held all of these snakes in around his head. It doesn't look like they're coming out of his head, but there's upwards to two dozen snakes that are slithering around his head and his shoulders and everything after he takes off this head wrapping headdress. And it just freaks Usagi the heck out. The hermit, Hikiji vassal, snake avatar, whatever we're going to call him. He still doesn't have a name. Hisses and grabs a sword off the wall and attacks Usagi, who tumbles to the floor and stumbles and rolls and grabs his sword, his katana. Now they're fighting with some more tang, 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 like they did in the woods there earlier. What are you? Yells Usagi. You're a monster. He says, no, I am redemption. I am the vengeance of the snake kami. And now all these snakes that slid off of him and around him and everything else have all focused on Usagi, so they're all now slithering across the hut towards Usagi at the command of this individual, or perhaps at the command of the snake kami herself. So now they're attacking Usagi, and he's hacking and chipping away at them, but he is sorely outnumbered until he gets the idea that he needs allies, and he releases all of the Tokagi that are in this cage over here in the side. The snakes seem concerned now all of a sudden. I wasn't aware that the Tokagi were like the mongooses of Usagi's world. So they immediately run out, and there's 8 or 10 of them at the snakes. And so now the snakes are focused on the Tokagi, and Usagi can focus on the kami avatar dude. Brothers and sisters, come back! And Usagi yells, ah! And he hacks him with the sword, and dude says, distracted again, but you have not seen the last of me, Miyamoto Usagi. He says, yes, I have. That is a mortal wound. And then the dude died. So he was too stubborn to die at first, but then when Usagi pointed out, that's going to kill you, then he dies. It has ended this time. This building reeks of evil. I won't stay in here a moment longer than necessary. And Usagi puts on the kasa and puts on his mino and trudges back out into the weather, which it has now started raining again. It's beginning to rain again, but it's better to wait for the boat at the landing rather than in that foul dwelling. Seven panels here to end the story. The top panel is a third of a page, and it just shows Usagi walking down the hill away from the hut illuminated from the inside in the background here. Next panels are two sets of three. We see outside, we look in and see the avatar slumped on the wall. We move closer to the avatar, closer, closer. And then we see the final image, his skull, start to split open. And I assume that's from the inside, as whatever is inside him is determined that it's going to get out. So hopefully we see some more of this story. That would be cool, because next month, and it's an image, I believe, of what will turn out to be the cover of that book. And it's some story that I've been hearing about that has gone on. It went up through the end of the IDW volume, and I believe this first miniseries of the next Dark Horse volume, I think, picks up with this character. Ketuichi, something like that. It's a young rabbit assistant. The apprentice of Usagi's. It's not a concept really that I'm looking all that forward to getting into. It might be good and what, but I don't know. You know, this going to color took some of the shine off the book for me. Taking a constant companion is going to further take some of the shine off for me. I'm just a fan of the older stories where it's Usagi by himself in black and white against the world. That's what I first came into Usagi reading, and that's what I have, you know, that's what he has been most of the time, so that's what I've read, and that's just what I enjoy reading. Anything else, I will continue to read the character because I probably will enjoy it, but not as much as I have in the past. That's the way it goes. Next two pages of the book are ads for IDW comics that they say are going to be on sale. Who knows if they ever were? IDW was kind of fishy about stuff at this point. Then we have an advert for the Usagi Yojimbo Homecoming trade paperback, also out this same month. Inside back cover is a lot of fan stuff for Stan Sakai, how to get in touch with him, the websites and places that he is, buying stuff and stuff like that, Usagi merch and whatnot. 10% off promo code. And the back cover is a full page color ad for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is IDW's bellwether at this point. Kind of at the misfortune of Stan and Usagi, IDW and their money problems. And yeah, they just, even up to this point, we know by now when you're listening to this, ultimately what happened more or less with Stan and Usagi and IDW. At this time, this is issue 19. I think there's another 13, 14 issues yet to come. So another month or year, maybe almost year and a half. IDW never did Usagi very well. There were a lot of variant covers. I will give them that. But beyond that, the support and it wasn't a good situation for Stan or Usagi. So Miyamoto Usagi, the Tokage and the Tokage Catchers, the Hermit. Those are your reminders of the dramatis personae. We have Tokage, that word. Hebashima is defined for us, Island of Snakes. And Hebi, which is the root of Hebashima. And then I threw in the Kasa and the Mino, which is the dress that Usagi was wearing. If anybody out there knows, reading this issue, these wrappings that Usagi has on his feet, too, I would like to know the name of those. But doing a Google search, I just couldn't come up with the right terms that would give me back that information. So I'm not sure what they're called. It looks like they're probably a strip per foot of some wood product, bamboo or straw or something, that he has wrapped around his feet and then secured the other end. Kind of like if you took a giant ace bandage and wrapped it around and secured it. I know they must be something for foul weather because I think I have seen him wear something like this also in snow. It's raining here. So it's some kind of foot shoe covering that can come off and you can put on. I couldn't track down what it was called. Something else I noticed. Usagi has worn a kasa and not worn a kasa at various times throughout his travels. The Mino as well and a couple other weather clothing kind of things. Now, when Usagi travels, he never travels with a backpack or anything to pack gear in, okay? Typically, it's his outerwear, a pair of shoes, the sandals, the elevated sandals, his swords, and that's it. But it struck me as interesting that I guess any time that he uses this outerwear, the kasa, let's say, he must buy it somewhere, right? Use it for that weather period and then sell it, because after that, there's a period of time when he doesn't have it at all. So he's got to do something with it, right? He doesn't have a home base that he goes back to and resupplies and goes back out. So he has this stuff and doesn't have it as the story dictates. What does he do with it in between? He just has to sell it and buy it anew, which seems like a horrible waste of money or rice, as it were. So something also I've noticed. But yeah, if anybody knows the names or can give me some indication of how to track down what they're called, these wrappings for foul weather that Usagi has worn on and off. Particularly, it comes to mind again at the beginning of this issue number 19 of the fourth volume. Give me a heads up and let me know what that is. Otherwise, it looks like Usagi Yojimbo Volume 3, issue number 62 from Dark Horse Comics will be what I am reading and looking at with you guys next time. So, be that as it may, ciao.